USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is trying to prevent any further violence like what happened at the Capitol last week. The White House releasing a statement from the president that reads, "In light of reports of more demonstrations, I urge that there must be no violence, no lawbreaking, and no vandalism of any kind." The president calling on all Americans to help ease tensions and calm tempers. The House Minority Leader believes President Trump bears responsibility for Wednesday's riot at the Capitol.
"These facts require immediate action by President Trump. Accept his share of responsibility, quell the brewing unrest, and ensure President-elect Biden is able to successfully begin his term."
Republican Kevin McCarthy saying the president should have immediately denounced the mob, but he is still not voting to impeach the president. USA Radio News.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Lottery jackpots totaling more than $1.2 billion are on the line tonight and Friday night. Tonight's Powerball jackpot set for $550 million, and with no one winning the Mega Millions jackpot on Tuesday, that prize grows to $750 million for Friday's drawing. Meg Shrev-Reardon is the executive director with the Missouri Lottery. She tells ABC News,
"There has been an 80% spike in sales since last Saturday, and it's continuing to grow as the hours tick. I think that now people are really looking for a little bit of hope, a little bit of something to do by."
Target announced on Wednesday they saw a 17% rise in sales during the holiday season. Meantime, digital sales more than doubled. The numbers were so strong they've decided to close for the Thanksgiving holiday again this year. Target, one of many stores following the new trend of being closed on Thanksgiving Day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
North Dakota has done the best job of administering the COVID-19 vaccine to residents. The state has used 73% of the vaccine doses it received from the federal government. Next on the list were South Dakota, West Virginia, and Connecticut. At the bottom of the list is Arkansas, which has administered just 16% of the doses it received. Other states near the bottom include Georgia, Alabama, Arizona, and South Carolina. A federal execution takes place early on Wednesday.
A Kansas woman was executed for strangling an expectant mother and removing a baby from her womb in 2004. It's the first time in nearly 70 years that the U.S. government has put to death a female inmate. 52-year-old Lisa Montgomery was pronounced dead early Wednesday morning after the Supreme Court rejected a stay of execution. The lethal injection was administered at a federal prison complex in Terre Haute, Indiana. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Washington, D.C. police believe around 20,000 National Guardsmen will be deployed for President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration next week. As far as threats in and around D.C. during the inauguration and around the country, Acting Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security Ken Cuccinelli saying,
"We plan for the worst and we hope for the best, and we want to encourage our state partners to do the same."
Cuccinelli speaking there on Fox News. He also did not mention any specific threats. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.